Joining me now is Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of the Libertarian Reason magazine. Matt, what do you make of the return of the unskewed poll meme in response to last night's polling?
They don't have a lot of choice out there. There aren't really very many good polls if your name is Ted Cruz, especially, and also Mike Lee. Look, they made a choice back in the summer, even in the late spring, when they went on this defund Obamacare strategy instead of the strategy of trying to get a conference committee to hash out a budget for the fiscal year 2014. The calculated strategy was, if we show that we will do anything we can, and even things that we cannot do, to attack Obamacare in a way that shows more grit and backbone than what we've come to expect from the Republican establishment as personified by John Boehner, it won't matter if we are roundly criticized by most of the people, because we will be articulating the frustrations of a long frustrated, and for many good reasons, a GOP base and particularly a Tea Party base. So they've known it's a losing minority strategy for a long time. They've chosen to do it anyway, thinking that it can redound to their personal benefit. And also, let's keep out there that they think that it's legitimately the best thing for the country.
So what I am seeing right now, and because you're from Reason, and Reason has covered Ron Paul a lot, and Ron Paul is a very important figure, I think, in the birth of the Tea Party movement in many ways, is a kind of creeping Ron Paulism that's taken over the Republican Party. And I don't mean that ideologically. I mean, what really distinguished Ron Paul and his followers was depth of commitment. He could raise a lot of money. The people that cared about him and his message cared very deeply, 100%. But it was not a broadly popular message. His politics are not majoritarian politics. And that kind of approach is death for a major national party, but it seems to be what's guiding increasingly the ethos of Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and the folks at the Value Voter Summit.
I think it's an interesting analogy, but it breaks down a little bit, because Ron Paul is primarily interested in philosophy and ideology. His is not really about tactics as much, right? What we're seeing right now, especially with Cruz and Lee, is a question of tactics. It's sort of demonstrating spine and backbone, which is a little bit different than this ideology. I would put the contrast with Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, right, who has been in a lot of these fights as well. But he's been kind of quiet the last couple of weeks.
He has been.
Partly because the things that he's been trying to do this year have all involved broadening the party, finding ways where suddenly he gets a positive hearing on MSNBC and he gets a positive hearing among Democrats when he talks about drones and surveillance and some of these other issues. He knows that that the Republican Party is doomed if it doesn't expand. Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, they're rallying a base, but they're not increasing the base by their actions right now.
So final question is about Obamacare and empiricism. And it's basically this. I've been saying to conservatives on this program for months, look, it's an open question whether the Affordable Care Act works. I think it will. I hope it does. I want people to get insurance. I hope this thing works. But it's an open question. And I don't understand, why not just run the experiment? If it's as bad as people purport to believe it will be, it will backfire. Things, parts of it will get repealed. If it's really the disaster that everyone thinks it's going to be, I just don't understand why you wouldn't let the law go into effect.
Well, this is the great discussion happening in the GOP right now. A lot of people are making that point. This could have been, as you said earlier on the show, the October of the Obamacare rollout, and then a debt ceiling debate, which is more favorable to Republicans than Democrats, because that's widely popular to attach a spending cut onto the debt ceiling among the American public. But they chose to do this because they wanted to demonstrate their depth of passion, and because Obamacare uniquely is something that excites the base on the Republican side. So they just chose for it.
Matt Welch from Reason Magazine, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We will be right back with Click 3.